There was a rooster in a big chicken farm. The rooster. He had many duties, and among them there was one which was a self-imposed duty. To go out every morning when it was still dark, to crow, and to crow, so that the sun would rise. This is what the rooster did every morning with sacred discipline, going out when it was dark, crowing, crowing, until he saw the sun rising, and then going back, proud like he could only be proud of having managed to have the sun rising. One morning, the sunrise was so beautiful that the rooster forgot to stop singing or crowing. He went on and on because it was just spectacular what he was seeing. And so he couldn't stop and was crowing and crowing up to the point that he was feeling that he overdid. He got very worried, went back early, went to bed very early, drank a tea, just to be sure, in full anxiety. What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow if I go out there and my voice is not back? What about this chicken farm? What about the hens? What about all of this if I'm not managed to do what I'm supposed to do? So the rooster went out the next morning, and the voice was not back. He tried and tried, but nothing real came out. Big was his surprise. He was shocked, actually, when all of a sudden he realizes that despite his silence, the sun dared to rise. The sun was coming up. So the rooster went back, depressed, ashamed, to the chicken farm. He didn't dare to look into the eyes of the others because he felt he was himself a big failure. The sun had come despite his failure to sing. There he was, lying on the ground, until some hens came to him. With the wisdom of hands, with the wisdom of women, they came to him and told him, "Friend, what about going out tomorrow, not so that the sun rises? Why don't you go there and sing proudly, loudly, just because the sun rises?" This is, in a nutshell, with other words, the message which brings us together as Lutheran churches around the world. It is not because of who we are. It is not because of what we do. But it is because of what God is, who God is, and what God does, that we are given life, we are given freedom, we are given a space to be who we are. Give you a break is the message of Reformation. Give you a break to be the one you are. With this message, the church, so we say as Lutheran Communion, the church stands and falls. We can disagree on many things, and believe me, in a communion of 145 churches in 98 countries, there are so many differences, just because of the place where churches live. As long as we are able to say that it is by grace alone, and that because of grace, we are placed in a space of freedom to try our lives with the best sense of joy and gratitude, because of what we have given, been given, everything shall be right. With this message, we will be joining at the Windhoek Assembly in 4 months' time in Namibia to find out what it is today to be standing on that message of liberation, of giving us and giving others a break, being more generous, being more compassionate with ourselves and towards others, forgiving as a matter of fact that can be possible among us. We will do 3 explorations along the theme Not For Sale that crosses all of them, thereby going back to the moment, that insight in the Gospels, that it is for free and that it is given to us, going back to that moment in history when that message came to the surface. Luther, at that time, protested that the free gift of forgiveness was becoming a commodity. Luther didn't want to see that something which is given for free becomes something to be put in the marketplace. Luther didn't want to see that something which is a given, which is given and offered to us, becomes traded. Salvation, not for sale. Are we still strong enough in proclaiming that message to old and young, that we are given grace by grace, freedom to be the people we are? Human beings, not for sale. Isn't there an overall tendency of pushing more and more dimensions of humanity into the marketplace? Until 3 days ago, I was in Texas, the United States, where we were looking into the question of human trafficking from Central America to the U.S. You pay between $5,000 and $7,000 today to be trafficked, with a second option, if you fail the first time, paying only $2,500. Is this right? What do we say in view of the free gift of human life, the dignity of every human being? And we will explore creation is not for sale. On August 18, last year, scientists said we had used the resources that were available to us for the year 2016. Where do we take all of this? From whom are we borrowing all of this? These are big questions which require that as churches and people who stand on the message of liberation by God's grace, put our heads and our witness together to see how we continue working, offering a witness in this regard. I want to invite the Church of Norway to bring in its voice, to bring its wisdom, to bring its witness into that global conversation. It is free, it is by grace. It gives us freedom. Thank you very much.